The number one Philadelphia sports podcast is back for another face-breaking episode. The NBA and NHL playoffs are back, so it's time for some Flyers and Sixers predictions. The Phillies are off to a hot start. Can anything prevent them from capturing a fifth straight NL East title? All this, plus the best segments in podcast land. What's making Murdoch mad? The illegal procedure, the tweet of the week, and Crossfire. Stay tuned.
Yeah, I'm tired. I've been up all night. I watched all the way through. I was scared, biting my nails and everything, but I sat there. I knew we was going to do it, and I knew we could do it, and I said we was going to do it, and that's how it was, Nathan, because it's like this. We going all the way, Nathan, fighting fields. We going to do it. There's nothing going to stop us. We going to be all the way number one seed. I'm telling you, that's the way it is. That's how it's going to be. The number one Phillies, most definitely. I'm telling you this, and I'm saying for sure, we're going to win it all in this game four. We're bringing it home. We're going to have a parade. I'm telling you like this, we're not afraid. We're beating them all. And yes, sir, Phillies number one, most definitely number one. Yeah, baby. All the way, baby, Phillies. You heard me? I'm tired, but we're doing it. We're going it. World
we
series.
Be the infamous. You heard of us. Official
review.
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 Official.
Review.
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 Welcome back, everybody, to Upon Official Review podcast episode number 15. As always, I'm Al with my main man, Ari.
What's up, gang?
It's a pleasure to be with you guys this week. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoy the show.
Absolutely.
We got a good show on tap, so let's get right into it.
Great show on tap. Don't undersell it. This is a great show.
You know what? We got a fantastic show tonight.
This is going to knock your socks off.
Yes, yes. If you're wearing socks, and if not, it's going to knock your feet off. So there. Hope you like not having feet.
Exactly.
Anymore.
Yep. That's crutches.
Yep. All right. Well, let's start it off with the Phillies, nearest and dearest to my heart. Just as of the recording of this episode, beat the Nationals to go 8-3 on the year. Roy Halladay dominating, complete game victory. They're pretty much just as good as we could have possibly hoped for first week and a half. It's just so much fun to watch these pitchers every night.
Yeah,
it's just awesome.
It is. It really is. And it's kind of like me personally, I kind of get the sense that it hasn't clicked to me yet that I get to see all of these awesome pitchers back to back to back, you know?
Yep.
And I'm like,
I know.
It's like
a dream. It's too good to be tomorrow.
Like, oh man, we got Halladay tomorrow. Like, it's, you know, it's kind of like a shock and still exciting that to see an ace tomorrow. It's really
cool. And the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day.
You know, like how hard must it be for other teams to understand that, like, oh, we got to win today, but oh, well, guess what we got to face tomorrow? You know what I mean? We got to face a whole.
Yeah, exactly. Like Washington, they beat us the first game against Blanton,
mm-hmm.
who's quickly turning into he who shall not be named with his play. He is Eaton-esque so far this year. But,
He is. Oh, that's a very good term. Let's coin that. Eaton-esque. That is.
He has definitely tapped into his inner Adam Eaton so far in the 2011 season.
Maybe we could spell Eaton like EAT.
Eating.
Exactly.
That's Blanton's version.
That is Blanton. Exactly.
Nice. Yeah.
He looks like he's lost weight, but I would rather have the Fat Joe back if it meant better pitching.
I don't care how fat he is.
Exactly.
Yeah, really. I just want wins. Yeah, nice. But yeah, even Washington. Okay, so they beat Blanton. Badly, like a rented mule.
Yep.
Speaking of, okay, quick tangent. If I had a rented mule, I would kick his ass just because. I would beat the crap out of him. I'm not even into animal cruelty, but, you know, just because I rented him.
Because, yep. This is mine.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm just giving him back next week.
Now, see, if I had a rented mule business, I would make him sign a waiver.
Yeah.
You know, like
I'd rent for somebody else. Screw you, dude. I'm beating my rent mule.
Yeah, man. Seriously, you better rent for somebody else. My mule's hands.
That's right, dude. No, but it's like okay. So Washington smokes Blanton, but then it's like, well, they pretty much better have because they got Howden and Lee going back to back after that. You know.
Yep. Good luck.
I think Worth even alluded to that last night after the first win. It's like, well, yeah, but look who we got coming up. Let's not get too excited about one win here against Blanton, of all people. So, It's just so far, you know, I know only 11 games, but starting out like a dream season, it's unbelievable to get to watch an ace four nights out of every five, four games.
It really
out of
is. It's so cool.
It's horrible when Blanton's on the mound, though. It was like really bad when it was like, okay, Sunday Hamels was great, Monday off day, Tuesday Blanton. There was like 2 days in a row with no ace on the mound. One off day, one Blanton. I was just like, what's going on here?
What's going on?
You know? That, you know, that kind of tells you what you need to know about how good our pitching staff is. When there was two days in a row without an ace, it was just – it didn't seem right, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We could play one of those days, but it had been too long. But, I mean, it's just – They're just awesome. These pitchers are awesome. Yeah, Lee's going to come back and have a great game tomorrow, I think. Oswalt,
nice to see Hamels come back and have that seven inning, no runs, the other night. After, for some reason, he just plays bad against the Mets. I don't know, it's the Mets. Hamels, what are you doing? So, but yeah,
has certain teams that he's good against, certain teams bad against. Like the Reds, if you ever look at his numbers against the Reds, he totally owns them, especially in Cincinnati. So he's just a weird kind of a guy. He always says the mound feels like it's higher in Cincinnati. And, like, certain places, San Diego, he's really good pitching in San Diego.
Yeah,
which
back
I guess
hometown, kind of.
Because it's good. But kind of, yeah, exactly. Kind of Southern Cal. A little more comfortable and all that. But, Hamels is just, he was driven to get a good start. And I think Lee is has been chomping at the bit ever since that last game he pitched.
Yeah.
Who did he pitch against where he gave up all those runs? Atlanta. Right.
Yeah.
Atlanta, he didn't get out of the third inning.
Nobody saw that coming. Yeah, but he's going
to
be.
I was actually talking to my dad today. The difference between all our starters are great. And, Oswalt doesn't get enough credit.
I totally agree. Oswalt is great.
Since he's come to us, he's, 10-0 with, a 1.6 ERA?
Yeah,
he's only been the
good.
Best pitcher in baseball since the trade deadline.
Seriously,
He doesn't get – no one talks about him.
Yeah,
I think he likes that. He's just happy with no one talking about him. He just cares. We go out and do his job and make, a ton of money.
Yep, go fishing on the weekends. Yep, on a stay
go
source.
Fishing when, he's not pitching. That's about all he wants to do.
Exactly.
But he's awesome, and he's going to have a fantastic year, I think. But the difference between all these other guys, Lee, Oswalt, Hamels, and Howard, and you can even throw any other pitcher, too, in with the Lee, Oswalt, Hamels category, Lincecum, is just, when they're on, you're not going to score on them. When they're off, you can get to him. You'll score four runs, five runs. In Lee's case, when he's off, you'll get six on him.
Right.
Because he only throws 91, and if he can't hit his spots, then you're gonna hit it.
Yeah, you're gonna tag him.
He doesn't have a ton of movement on his fastball, so if he's throwing it down the middle, major league hitters are gonna crush it.
Yeah,
that's what
crush
happens.
That.
I mean, even when in 09, he started out with a 1.4 ERA, but ended up with a 3.3 because he had a couple of these clunkers. Mm-hmm. The difference between Halladay and all these other guys is when Halladay has his stuff, he throws a perfect game. And when he doesn't have his stuff, he gives up one run and six. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's true.
He doesn't do anything against the guy. He's just a complete machine. He's a monster.
He is a beast. And, he does that, too. Like, he'll get the bases loaded, and you'll be like, all right, they're going to get a big inning off. And then he'll strike out two guys and make the last guy pop out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Even when he's got his worst stuff, you're not going to score more than a couple runs at the most because he's going to battle and battle and battle and do just good enough. He might have two guys on every inning, but you know what? He's going to get out of those jams because he gets by somehow because he just wants to win so bad, that will to win.
I don't know what the definition of KG is, honestly, but he's KG.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Wiley might be a good word.
Exactly, Wiley, exactly.
Yeah. He just has that – he just has a dominant will to win. I think that really is what – he just wants it so bad that he's not going to allow himself to lose, almost. So.
Yeah, it's awesome watching him pitch.
It's a special – I mean, it's so nice having all these aces, but Halladay, it's a different feeling when he's on the mound. Yeah. It is an absolute privilege to be able to watch him pitch every 5 days, and I'm so glad that he's on our team. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah. Plus, the other thing too is that works with these aces is you got Chooch back there, and he calls a fantastic game, and and he's got a nice arm. Get those guys trying to steal. It's a great combo. I mean,
and
he's
a great nickname.
Chooch is getting his.
And he loves ice cream.
What's the end? He loves ice cream. The Phillies are sitting on a gold mine, dude. Why don't they sell Chooch ice cream like? In boxes and on cones and
I have no idea. That's a good
have
point.
You can have ice cream cereal like with gloves and marshmallow shaped gloves. And
you should pitch this, dude. Call the Phillies up. Call their marketing department up. Be like, hello, why are you guys actually getting paid?
they're just going to, like, hang up on me and take my ID. And, you know, that's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
What? We never heard of this before.
Yeah. You'd have to record.
Maybe if I record. Exactly. Yeah, record the conversation. Yep, you got it. I'll get him in the catch him in the act.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Phillies have been really fun to watch.
Yep. It's going to be a great year. They're going to just really dominate all year.
Yep.
We said over the winter the only thing that can stop us is injuries. But you know what? The only thing that can stop us is nothing. We already have had to deal with injuries. Utley, Lidge, Brown. The fact that Ibanez still hasn't quite come back to life. He's still a rotting corpse in left field.
But
it doesn't matter.
He does have a beard.
Yeah, he does. He does have kind of a badass beard. Let's be honest. Yeah.
Bearded corpse now. So
he's a bearded rotting corpse, which is better than a regular rotting corpse.
You better believe it. Day of the week. Twice on Sundays, the beard is, makes him a little more hardcore. So there you go. Well, let's transition because
all right.
The NHL playoffs started tonight. And
yes, sir.
Tomorrow, we got the Flyboys.
Indeed.
So we're playing the Sabres. we beat up on the Sabres all year, if I'm not mistaken, right? 3-1? Or was it 2-2 was series?
I think 2-2, but
2?
We've owned them the last few years, basically. I think they beat us twice at the end in this ridiculous slump we've been in the past month or so, or at least one of them. I know they beat us the second to last game of the regular season, so in a shootout. Which doesn't count, it's not real hockey, but whatever. Yeah. I like the shootout, but
I like the shootout too. Tie.
You can't say, we lost 12 shootout games. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We would have won half of those if they didn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A tie is on your neck, and that's all. I don't want to see ties ever. So the shootout is better than a tie. So.
Right. But you can't dog a team for losing a bunch of shootouts.
No, you definitely can't. You definitely can't.
It's kind of a crapshoot at that point.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But what are you thinking, man? Do you think even with this slump that's going on for the past, month and a half, maybe even 2 months.
Yeah.
Are you still as confident as you were, then that, they're the favorite to go to the Eastern, or the Stanley Cup Finals?
Well, my confidence, I won't lie, has definitely been eroding day by day, slightly. I don't know, because if you look at the slump, it happened exactly when Pronger went out of the lineup.
Yep.
And if you could choose, our team is kind of built on depth at defenseman, depth at forward. Even our goalies, none of our goalies are like awesome, but they're all just as good as each other, kind of.
Yeah.
So Leighton is worse to me, but Boucher and Bobrovsky are kind of like either or.
Mm-hmm.
So if Pronger, if we can not be like down 3-1 in a series by the time Pronger gets back or whatever, I think, yeah, absolutely. Boston is a very good team. I don't know. If Pronger does not come back, we definitely are not going to be a favorite to make it out. Could be Buffalo anyway, but to me, I can't see us winning in the second round. Because you're going to play Pittsburgh, Washington, Tampa, or Boston in the second round. And those are all really good teams, and you're going to need Pronger to beat those guys. With Pronger, I don't see why we can't beat any of those teams. Boston's the toughest test, but like I said, if we're healthy, I think we can do it. Without Pronger, absolutely not. I think any of those teams, Pittsburgh we could beat because they don't have Crosby or Malkin.
Or Malkin, yeah.
Right.
I was actually surprised they won tonight.
Yeah. Well, they've been playing, actually, their teams have been playing well without those guys.
Yeah,
but,
and their goalie, they rode him all the way to the finals a couple years ago, Andre Fleury.
Yeah, well, 2 years in a row to the finals. Yep.
Right, that's right, yeah.
I think both of them were 7-game series too. They beat Detroit, and then the first year they lost to Detroit, but the second year they won Game 7 in Detroit, which is impressive.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think it's all about Pronger. The rest of it's going to fall into place if he's out there. He's our leader, and without Pronger, that's going to be hard.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my thing on it.
So Laviolette came out and said that Bobrovsky is his number one goalie through the playoffs. How confident are you in Bob, rookie goalie, taking you to the finals?
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Not really.
Probably about how I feel, too, yeah.
I mean, Bobrovsky, the difference between him and Bichet is Bichet, you know you're what you're going to get, like a B-plus performance.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like always a B-plus.
Yeah.
Bobrovsky could be A-plus, but he could be C-minus. You know what I mean? He's like, he has a higher ceiling, but he's less consistent, if that makes sense.
True, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, consistency is key.
Right.
Unless
so
you're
I guess,
stay
you know, I read a piece by Rich Hoffman of the Daily News. You're going to probably see both goalies in the playoffs is what his point, and I agree. He said you might as well start with Bobrovsky because he could get on a roll, and if you have to replace him, you kind of got the steady guy to fall back on rather than have to replace the steady guy with a guy that goes up and down. You know what I mean? That seems like – I think Boucher doesn't, you know, he's fine. You know, Bobrovsky, you want to have that confidence. Yeah, you're the number one guy. Whereas Boucher, I think he'll play just as well, whether he's coming off the bench or what. So I think they made the right choice. I'm not super confident in. It's a Flyers goalie. How confident can I possibly be?
I was just about to say that, man. How many years do we have to go into the playoffs thinking, I'm not really sure about this guy. Like, I think he can. Let's hope he can. I'm tired of it, man. I really wish. I wish they would have some consistency. I really do.
Yeah, I would. I do too. I wish they could have Roberto Luongo or
Ryan
Miller.
For years and years. It's
back there that you knew.
Yeah.
You know, you can't improve on.
It's a broken record, man. It's we're watching the same episode in reruns. It's the same.
Oh my God. It was worse when there was no salary cap because there was no excuse for it. Clark just would get a goalie. He'd always get the cheap guy.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. Give him for getting Van Beesbrick instead of Curtis Joseph after 97, I think it was.
Yeah. Beezer was Beesbrick, like 35 or 36.
Just, you know,
passing.
2 years before that, he was awesome, but he was just a little
Panthers.
Too old.
He was awesome.
And
was he on the Panthers?
Yeah, he killed us on the Panthers in the second round of 96.
Yep.
We could not score against the guy, and they beat us in six that year.
Yep.
That was the year before we made the cup run against Detroit, but... You know, if we had gotten Curtis Joseph, I truly believe we would have had a cup in the late 90s. But no, he had a cheap out, and instead of signing Curtis Joseph for $5 million, signed Van Beesbrick for $2 million. You know, it's just stupid stuff like that. But now it's just with a salary cap, it's a whole other story. So you can't just outbid everyone for the best free agent. So I don't know. It would be nice, dude. I just – it's almost like, you know, it's the Flyers' white whale. You know, they're never going to get a good goalie. I guess it's been since – before really my time, Hextall in the 80s when the last time they had a stud goalie.
Yep, it's true.
I remember Hextall the second go-around.
The second go-around, yep. Mm-hmm.
Who was not great at all. But,
no, he would let him on those soft goals.
Soft goals, those killer blue line shots. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Yep. he was you know, he would get hot a little bit, but yeah, those soft goals would kill you.
They do. The playoffs, they just deflate the team.
Yeah,
they lift the other team up. It kills you. You can't have it.
Can't have it.
And that killed us in the finals last year. Chicago scored all those terrible goals. Even
sure
the game winning one in overtime
exactly,
in game six was a horrible goal.
The clincher, yep.
It went in for like 7 minutes because it was like, there's no way anyone scored from that angle.
Yep. Right.
That's why people are saying Leighton. Like, I don't want to see Leighton anywhere near.
No.
Him.
No.
He can't stop a severe angle shot to save his life. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, he was really good, and then Chicago just exposed him.
Yeah.
They shot from, like, you know, a foot off the goal line, 7 feet away. Like, this, you can barely score on an empty net from there, and they're scoring on Leighton, like, no tomorrow.
Yep.
With no angle, but.
Brutal.
So,
yeah, there's bad ideas, and then there's terrible ideas, and that would be
a terrible idea. Yeah. If both the other goalies die, then put Leighton in.
Exactly.
Or lose their legs if there's some kind of amputation that goes on.
Right.
You know? Otherwise, no.
Maybe you have some midnight training sessions and just put Pronger in goal or something like that. Have like a montage. Yeah. You know, you can always learn something really fast if it's a
Exactly. Give Pronger a montage. Yeah. He'll be a great goalie.
put on some motivational music.
Yes.
Have him slap an egg across the ice. It's always like you always do something that actually has nothing to do
and
with
it. You have to like ride an extra, you know, ride a bike.
Yeah,
like the city in the background,
on a mountain
skyline, you know,
at
night, sort of at dusk, preferably.
Exactly. Yeah. You have to do something that has nothing to do with the actual sport that you're working.
Yeah.
Chop down a tree.
Running, biking. Yeah. Some kind of like outdoorsman kind of stuff.
Yep. Go to a playground and climb the jungle gym. That nature.
Yeah.
Chase a chicken. You know, beat a big slab of meat. What else did Rocky do? Well, I guess that had something to do with boxing, but. So yeah, hopefully the Flyers can get it together. You know, turn it on because they've definitely had it in cruise control.
Did it last year? You know, you say yeah, oh you can't the switch, but they sort of already did it like exactly last year. They were worse practically going into the playoffs, and they had a worse team. Again, to me, Pronger never gets hurt. This, you know, they probably slump a little bit, but nothing like this. And I think they'll be fine if they get him back.
Sounds good.
So we'll see.
All right, well, let's take a break, come back. We'll do What's Making Murdoch Mad. We'll talk a little bit of Sixers, and we will get to all of our other, you know, segments of the week. So you guys stay tuned. This is the Upon Official Review Podcast.
Last word in Philly sports.
Thus, stick around.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps, and the players bump, and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period.
What's up, gang? Welcome back to the Upon Official Review Podcast. Doing our thing, episode number 15. And this week, I think you guys will enjoy this segment of What's Making Murdoch Mad.
Who are you trying to get crazy with, S.A.? Don't you know I'm loco?
But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
All right, this week, What's Making Me Mad is Ryan Madison's wife. What a... Are you kidding me? If you didn't hear, Deadspin.com quoted her as saying that she was at some kind of charity event or something. I don't even know. Who cares? She was someplace, and somebody asked her how she likes living in Philadelphia. She says, I hate the Philly fans. And I quote, I hate the Philly fans. They never leave us alone. Even in the off season, they come bother us while we're out eating dinner. The Philly fans, I don't know what it is about them. It must be something. They must be even worse than normal fans because all the players leave town in the winter. Okay, first of all, genius, maybe because all the players are, you know, 100 millionaires that can afford to go where it's warm in the winter. You ever think of that? Second of all, routinely players take less money to play for our fans because we're awesome. Third of all, screw you, you that's the price you pay for being a multi-million dollars. People might bother you because they love your husband, because they love the Phillies. So sorry somebody asked for your autograph. That's the price you pay for being a millionaire, you ungrateful b****. Why don't you marry a freaking carpenter? No one's going to bother you. You're not even hot. What the hell were you thinking, Ryan Madison, marrying this ungrateful bitch who isn't even hot? She's average looking at best. I'm sorry. She better be really awesome.
The coolest person ever.
Yeah, to be marrying a multimillionaire, like, she's not even hot. Like, I'm not saying that's everything, but she better have a good personality. She doesn't even have that. She's a raging bitch. What the hell, Ryan Madison? Screw you. Screw your wife, most of all. That's a bunch of bullcrap. We are awesome. Ryan Madison, your wife sucks. And so does your mom. That's all I got to say.
Oh, my gosh. That is so true. What's making Murdoch mad is I'm almost getting emotional over here, dude. That is the way you stood up for Philadelphia, man.
It's true, dude.
I'm having a moment.
We could be a bunch of ass, but you know what? So is Ryan Madison's wife. She's no better.
Seriously.
And that's the price you pay for getting $15 million.
Come on.
Like, any
dinner, really?
You think I care? Come on. That's ridiculous. Ungrateful.
Seriously.
Go marry a freaking carpenter. You
and guess what? You know what? If your husband was the closer, you would get even more attention. But he's not. Yeah. So
doesn't have the head for it.
Exactly.
Dude, like Ryan Madison, I don't want to start dogging him, but his wife sucks. Really,
exactly.
Really bad.
Exactly. So, I mean, it could be worse for her, though. She'd get even more attention. Oh, sorry, you have to make a ton of money and get approached by fans.
Yeah. So sorry, you'll never have to worry about paying a bill in your entire life.
Seriously.
That everyone else has to do. Probably a freaking Cowboy / Yankees fan anyway.
For real.
Your taste in women, subpar.
Yep. And I'm not a proponent of divorce, but, You can do better, Ryan.
You know, I'm like, all I'm saying is, like, you know, looks aren't everything, but if you don't have personality or looks, what do you have, you know?
Yep.
And why on earth is a rich-ass baseball player marrying a chick like that? I don't know. Yep. Not exactly a winner.
Yeah, maybe, like, they were, like, eighth grade.
Like I said, if he was really cool, then I have no problem with it. Because you know what? You know, eventually you're going to get used to whoever you're with anyway, and the hotness is going to, like, wear off. But
eventually,
if she's not hot and she's a then I really can see nothing to gain from marrying somebody
weak.
Like that. I'm sorry.
Weak.
Totally weak.
Totally weak. Well, sir, we appreciate your wisdom. It is absolutely true. Let's talk a little bit of hoops, because it is also playoff time in the NBA. And that's a whole other story, because we both talked about how the NHL and NBA playoffs should not overlap. But it is what it is. The Sixers are in the playoffs, although...
For now.
Yeah,
hopefully
for now.
Not for long, because I'm tired of having to watch the Phillies games on the Comcast network and not get them in high def, honestly.
Yeah.
And I don't see why, quick tangent, the final Sixers meaningless game of the regular season gets top billing over the Phillies. Who the hell thought that up? They do this every beginning of every Phillies season. It's like, really? Are you serious right now? The Sixers in a meaningless game? More people are going to watch that than the Phillies? Are you joking?
Yeah.
And Roy Halladay, that gets... The non-high def feed? Come on.
Weak.
Comcast, get with the program here. Philly should always get top billing against everyone. Even a Flyers playoff game where people would probably want to watch the Phillies.
That's
I'm just saying.
True. That's probably true.
It's certainly a Sixers regular season game. I'm sorry. No disrespect to the Sixers. They ain't the Phillies. All right?
Nope.
They ain't Roy Halladay. And that game meant nothing. They already were locked into their seat. This is outrageous.
Yeah, which made me, you know, talk about that. Like, the... Lou Williams got injured, and I guess it made an impact because the Sixers lost four out of five.
Yeah, that's like – I guess he was like a huge part of their team. You really wouldn't have thought that would have been that big of a deal.
I think the Sixers have the number one team in bench scoring in the league, if I'm not mistaken.
They put it together, really. I mean, Doug Collins, if he doesn't get Coach of the Year,
something
get rid of that award because that's a sham otherwise.
Exactly.
You can't tell me Chicago's coach. Derrick Rose should win Coach of the Year if Chicago's coach. All you had was the great move by the Chicago coach was have Derrick Rose in the lineup every night.
It's true.
That was took a lot of brain power there, you know? Like, come on.
Yeah, seriously. He just turned into a stone cold killer this year, man. Derrick Rose is something else, man, to watch. Seriously. But because of the Sixers slump, the way they crashed and burned the end of the season, they ended up with a 7 seed, which was like the worst possible thing they could do to me, because in the 6th seed, they play the Celtics, who I think they matched up way better against. But now they got to play the Heat. And the question is, do we last more than 4 games?
Well, I mean, probably not. You know, but the thing is, you can't dog the Sixers for being 7, because at the time, like 5 games ago, Boston was probably the 2 seed. So you had no idea whether 6 or 7 was going to
be.
You know what I mean?
True, yeah.
Like, yeah, they shouldn't have lost, but same time, they kind of overachieved this year. And,
they really did. They really did.
You know, you never knew who was going to win that 2 seed anyway. So, you know, you might have won out and got the 6 seed and still had to play the Heat. You know, so
true.
Kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't, almost. Mm-hmm. I got to give them 1 win tops, right? I mean, I don't see how.
Yeah, you got to figure Miami will dog it 1 game.
They might not win even a game. I mean, I say 1 or none. I'd be shocked if the series went 6.
Yeah, unfortunately, me too. They just Miami just they did it in the last game the Sixers were playing. They were up on Miami for a while, like up until like right before the end of the second quarter. But in the third quarter, the Heat just realized who they were. They were like, oh, wait a minute, nobody can guard us.
Oh, yeah, we have LeBron James and Dwayne Wade.
Yep. And Dwayne Wade like outscored the Sixers in the fourth quarter. He had like 21 points or something like that.
Right.
It was brutal.
Right, so that's going to happen.
It's going to happen. So, I mean, let's Sixers probably going to be, you know, again, one and done. So let's talk a little bit about the other teams. Who do you got picking coming out of the West? You got the Bulls coming out of the East, I guess? That's what I'm picking.
Yeah, definitely the Bulls. I think it's going to be the Bulls over the Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals. I know that's going out on a limb, but I love the way Derrick Rose plays. He is really fun to watch. I wouldn't be surprised if Miami won either. I mean, it would not certainly be a huge upset, but I just, you know, I like the Bulls. I think they have the best team. They might not have the best two
players. The
best players,
assemblage but, of, yeah, yeah. But, I would agree.
They
like,
have the right kind of pieces around Rose, too. Like, Noah will do the dirty work. He just wants to win.
Yep.
Boozer is a really good player.
He's a banger. He'll give you boards. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So, and Rose is just insane right now. And who's Miami going to really guard him with? I don't know that they can. I don't know that anyone can guard him.
Wade or LeBron on him, honestly.
LeBron isn't quick enough to guard him, I don't think. He'll just blow right past him, I feel like.
Yeah, he's so fast.
Maybe Wade, but who knows, you know? It's not a good matchup for any team, really, in the league. You know, maybe like Iguodala could maybe guard him a little bit. I'm not sure, but...
If they... I talked about this on the Imaginary Players show. Shout out to them. If the Bulls had a decent two guard, they'd be awesome. But their two guards, both of their two guards are like...
They're awesome anyway, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah, exactly. But if they had a two guard, like if they had OG Mayo, they'd be amazing. You know,
yes.
I was really surprised they didn't pull the trigger at the trade deadline for a two guard that can actually...
Yeah, that was interesting. I guess they just liked their roster as it was. Maybe they just didn't get the right offer, you know? Who knows? Maybe they played hardball and they just kind of, you know...
They're definitely going to team call their bluff. If they lose.
Yeah, that's true.
Right now. They might not have also thought maybe in the beginning or the first half of the year that, you know, this team is ready to make that. You know, sometimes
it was ready to make it this year, like the Eagles last year. Yep. They didn't think they were going to have a chance to really compete for a Super Bowl, so they didn't go all in free agency or whatever.
Exactly.
And it ended up biting them. So it could be the same thing in Chicago. Yeah, I like Chicago, and, I mean, it's tough to pick against the Lakers. I know they've been slumping, but that team has, you know, back-to-back titles. Kobe has how many rings? Five, you know, so. I definitely think if any team can flip a switch, it's the Lakers. And San Antonio, they really were good, but I don't know how well they're going to be able to translate that into beating the Lakers 4 out of 7. So I'm going to go Chicago over L.A. in the finals.
That would be fun to watch. I really enjoy watching that. And I like watching the Heat, too. The Heat.
Absolutely.
The one issue with the Heat is when it comes down to – I still don't know how clutch they are because – I don't know
they
if they've decided.
They don't know who is the guy.
They don't know who it is. They don't know who's
the guy. That's a problem.
The guy.
That might kind of shake its way out now that it's playoff time, though. In the regular season, you know, there was no, oh, we have to win this game, so let's – you know what I mean?
Right.
Now that it's like, well, we have to win, it might be, okay, let's get Dwayne Wade. Because Dwayne Wade, to me, is the guy that should be taking the shots.
Oh, yeah, he's way more clutch.
And LeBron should be bringing the ball up the court and making the play, but he should get it to Wade. Unless, you know, triple-team Wade without the ball and then, you know, whatever. But but yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing Dwayne Wade. To me, he's a better shooter than LeBron. So you like a guy that can make a jump shot at the end, I think.
Plus I just feel like he's like ice cold, you know.
Yeah, cold-blooded.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's not going to let anything kind of shake him at all.
So. Yeah, I mean, either if L.A. makes it against either Chicago or Miami, that would be awesome. I mean, Kobe, LeBron would be great in the finals. We've kind of wanted to see that the last couple of years.
That's true. Yeah, we haven't got to see it yet. So
we haven't gotten to see it. So either one would be good. Yeah, but that would be weird. Miami, LA, who do you root for there? It's like, eh.
Yeah, two teams.
Nobody really likes LeBron anymore, but I mean, I always liked Dwayne Wade, but LeBron, really want him winning a title 1 year after he pulled that ridiculousness? Eh, not really.
No, yeah, no, you don't.
Do we really want Kobe getting six and tying Jordan to start talking?
No, absolutely not.
So let's hope it's not LA, Miami. So at least we have like a one villain that we can root against in the finals instead of two, you know? But there should be some really good matchups in the NBA playoffs this year. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, it should be fun. You know, the Goat Man over down in Dallas.
Yep.
You know, Nowitzki. And the Thunder is like my favorite team to watch. I love
that. It's a fun team to watch. Who are they playing in the first round?
What are they? The three? What seed are they?
Oh, let me look it up.
Yeah, let's find out for you, you guys.
Looks like
they've been finalized.
Stand right now, they are the 4 seed. They did clinch the division, so they clinched the. No, they're the 4 seed, so they're going to play Denver in the first round. That's going to be actually.
That'll be a good matchup.
Yeah, Denver is fun to watch.
Yeah, they are.
LA is the 3 seed. They're going to play.
The thing about Denver is they are kind of like a superstarless team now without Carmelo. So
right,
who takes the last shot if it comes down to that? You know what I mean?
It's a good question. Maybe that
whoever's got the hot hand.
Yeah.
But that's the thing that killed Portland those years ago. Remember when Portland had really good teams?
Mm-hmm.
You know, back when they used to play Lakers, they never knew who was going to take that last shot because they never really had like a, you know.
Yep. Chicago. 62-20, San Antonio 61-20. So Chicago might end up with the best record in the NBA, or else tied. I don't know who gets the tiebreaker between Chicago and San Antonio.
Because they didn't even have Boozer for like almost, you know,
a ton of time, and they lost Noah too. That's crazy.
Yep. Wow, that is impressive. Yeah. And Rose has to be the
MVP. San Antonio loses, they have it sewn up number one in the league. If San Antonio wins their last game, then it's tied. They might get the tiebreaker anyway. They won 9 in a row to finish this season out.
Wow, that is impressive. All right, well, we also need to officially announce who won our March Madness tournament. So we'll figure that out. We'll get that to you guys.
Yeah. I did officially.
whoever was the runner up, you know.
Who won second? Who was the runner up to me? Yes, that's what you mean.
We'll do that. Oh, by the way, did you hear that funny story that Jimmer can't even go to class because he's like too famous?
Yeah,
I thought that was pretty funny. He has to like to finish his college courses online.
You know, they gave me that rule in college. Like, we don't want you to go to class because you're too awesome. So,
exactly.
Just here's your A's and that's good. All right, cool.
Yeah, I wonder what he spends his days doing.
That's fair.
To go to class.
I wonder what he spends his days doing. Let me think. I wonder what could he possibly be doing in college as like a super famous athlete.
You can't break the honor code, bro. There's, so
yeah, well, I didn't say anything. What are you talking about? With honor code? What do you mean? Hey, well, whatever. Are you talking about?
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll do a legal procedure tweet of the week, and we'll wrap it up with Crossfire. Sound good?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. This is the Upon Official Review Podcast.
Last word in Philly sports.
Is a stick all around. What's up, gang? Welcome back to the Upon Official Review Podcast. You know us, taking names, breaking faces.
That's right.
Roy Halladay style.
Yes.
So it is this week time for the illegal procedure. Let's make it happen.
They called us for illegal procedure.
Illegal procedure can be broken down.
You've got to be kidding me. I can't believe what I just saw.
I've been so wrong.
All right, gang. So this week, legal procedure, pretty obvious winner here. Winner, I put in air quotes. Manny Ramirez. Come on.
Duh, winning.
Winning. Come on, man. Really, really, like, the Rays weren't going to really be shaking up the world this year. Everybody knew that. They kind of sold all their talent away. But
yeah, seriously.
They expected you to at least play the season, dude.
I know. What a
– you know, seriously, he played, what, 7 games?
If that, yeah.
He's the only person to ever get caught for steroids twice, which is an automatic 100-game suspension. You know, 2/3 of the season that you just – threw out the window. So instead of actually taking the 100 games,
taking it like a man,
you know, flush out of your system, find something else that they won't detect. Like obviously everybody else is using HGH, you're still using steroids. Step your game up, dude. Get with the times. He just retires, and
he doesn't even like tell the team. He just leaves. What a little whiny. Ugh.
What a punk. Like.
Yeah, seriously.
If you had any shred of you know, respect or dignity, or you know, just you gotta go out better than that, dude. And like, you know, obviously his Hall of Fame career is completely shot. I mean, any chance he had, no chance now.
He better not even get a single vote.
No,
in fact.
No, because you can't give that guy a sniff.
Not like 5%. We're talking 0%.
Yeah, I mean, and to me, it taints his Red Sox legacy completely too.
Absolutely.
Clearly juiced. Which means his, you know, that whole Red Sox run that they
407, dude.
Yep.
Asterisk.
Exactly. So, Manny, you are terrible. I can't stand you. I'm glad you're gone. But I almost feel bad for Tampa Bay because, you know, not that like they have a lot of fans, but you let down the team.
Couldn't even, no, don't feel bad for them. They couldn't even sell out the division clincher last year.
Ugh.
Pathetic. Yeah. Pathetic fans.
It's not even like Miami. Like, at least, you know, Tampa Bay's not all that great.
What else do you have to do there in the summer? Exactly.
The freaking game. Whatever. Those guys are terrible. Those terrible fans in Florida. They totally take things, you know, for granted.
It's because there's just old people waiting to die in Florida. That's like state full of people like that. So, what do you really expect? You know? And they're all from different places, transplants. So, it's not really the state's fault. It's just Tampa Bay.
A lot of...
is super weak, though. That is super weak. You can't even sell out. I mean, come on. They sell out to playoff games, so clearly there are enough fans to sell out the stadium. Mm-hmm. How do you not sell out the division clincher? We almost sold out Washington on a rainy night last year in our fourth state division. I mean, come on. In Washington.
Yeah.
In crappy weather on a Monday.
Yep.
You know, we had 30,000
real fans.
People.
Real fans, Sarah Madsen. Real fans.
Right. That's right. Get a towel.
Exactly. Yep. So,
say about Manny.
Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely pathetic. And what you said about the Red Sox tainted. I mean, I absolutely had that conversation earlier this week. They are. I mean, those are the two most tainted titles to me. Because the Yankees. I mean, you look at their success. It was. I mean, Clemens in 2000. You could kind of argue that one maybe because they had both Clemens and Pettit. But other than that, really, what did they have? Just Pettit on their team, and he wasn't really that integral of the '96, '98, or '99 teams. Those teams would have won anyway without him. So you could argue a little bit the Yankees in 2000, but Ortiz and Ramirez, I mean, they don't even come close to making the playoffs those 2 years without those two guys.
Yep.
So the Red Sox, both of those are not real titles at all to me. You know, they're two best players, both juicing. Mm-hmm. And then the way they both did, I mean, Ramirez, the way he left the Red Sox, the way he left the Dodgers, I mean, what a jerk. This guy doesn't care about anyone but himself. All he was interested in the money, you know. What a complete loser. Can't stand this guy. And then, you know, Ortiz talking about how they should ban people from baseball if they get caught cheating. Meanwhile, he got caught cheating. It's just like, what, you know, what? How two-faced is that? You know, I mean, he's not the kind of jerk that Ramirez is, but, you know, to make comments like that and then, I took something from the Dominican. I didn't know what it was. Sure. Just like everybody else. It was a supplement, you know. That had something in it that didn't say on the label. Like, come on. Enough
come
of that.
On. Really? You expect us to buy that?
Come on. Enough. At least Pettit was man enough to say, you know what? I used it. And he even made a little excuse. I was trying to come back from injury. But at least he admitted that he took, you know, it wasn't like, oh, I didn't know what I was putting in my body. Come on.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of junk.
Come on, yeah.
Get it. Bunch of junk. Seriously. Screw those guys. Screw Boston. The Red Sox, neither of those titles are real. It should be, you know... 93 years and going without a title for them. So, to me, they haven't won in 93 years. So, that's all I gotta say.
Yep, the curse still exists.
1918, bitches.
Mm-hmm. That's the way it goes. So, good stuff on there. Let's go ahead and get into the tweet of the week. La, I don't wait till I get my Twitter right. Can't tweet me nothing, right? Excuse me, did you tweet something? You can't tweet me. All right, guys, this week for the tweet of the week, it goes to a user by the name of Marcus Alford. That's A-L-F-O-R-D. Marcus spelled like you, like it should be spelled, not like Jamarcus Russell and all that.
With a C or K. C or K. No, I'm asking. What was the spell with a C or K?
It's with C. M-A-R-C-U-S, okay. Yes. This one just made me laugh for some bizarre reason. It was, you know, kind of short and sweet. But he just tweeted, weird items on Craigslist. The Washington Nationals, $8.50. So apparently someone's selling the entire...
team for $8.
I don't know if they meant to post like a ticket, but it did say the Washington Nationals, $8.50. So there you go. You can buy the whole franchise for $8.50. Maybe I'll do that. You know what I mean? Just so I can, you know, host Phillies fans parties when they come down. But definitely, if you listen to our podcast and you haven't followed us on Twitter, twitter.com/officialreview, I would love to give myself the tweet of the week, but I'm not going to do it just yet. But we got a lot of funny ones, you know, this past week. So definitely check it out. Check on our Twitter account. So, sir, it's, you know, almost time to wrap up the show. So you know what that means. It's time for the rapid action back and forth repartee that we got. It is time for Crossfire.
It's the ultimate challenge. Crossfire.
Crossfire. You get caught up in the crossfire. 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 Crossfire.
You'll get caught up in it.
All right, sir. Here we go. Another segment of Crossfire. Question number one for you. Dwight Howard is a free agent after the 2012 season. People have been talking about bringing him to the Sixers possibly, or, you know, wherever else he's going to go, L.A. Well, my question is, do you think Dwight Howard will ever be the centerpiece on a championship, NBA championship team? 30 seconds, go.
No, I don't. The only way is if it's like one of those Detroit, 2004 Detroit Pistons kind of teams where everyone was really good. Will he be the stud star on? No, because he hasn't won it bad enough. He should be dominating like Shaq in 2001, and he's just not. I don't think he wants it enough, and I don't think he has that inner fire to be the best and to dominate. And so I say no, absolutely not.
There you go, 25 seconds, nicely done, nicely done. Yeah, just to add on to that, I was reading somewhere, maybe it was a Simmons column, because he has all these goofy stats. Like, he gets no touches in the fourth quarter. Like, in the clutch, they never give him the ball. And he can't shoot free throws, you know, similar to Shaq. But he doesn't dominate like Shaq at all, so.
Yeah, that was Simmons, yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, man.
Yeah, he's unclutch. All right, so number two. Which Flyers player is going to be the MVP for us in the playoffs?
That's an awesome question. If I do say so myself. I'm gonna say Claude Giroux is gonna step up big. It might be Leno, but my gut says Claude Giroux. He's gonna have a big playoff run. I would really like to see him, you know, break out. Arnold's had a decent season. So hopefully he'll be, you know, he'll be 1A. But I'm looking for Claude to step up. There you go.
Cool. All right, I like it. I hope you're right. I think that would bode well for us. I kind of hope, if I had to pick one player, I'd say Pronger, just because that would mean he's actually playing. But
yeah.
But I like Giroux. That's a good call. He kind of stepped up last year in the playoffs. Kind of was his coming out.
That was
so
definitely coming out.
See why he can't do it again this year. So absolutely. All right.
All right, cool. Here we go. Question number three for you. So we got LeBron and Dwayne Wade on the same team now. Does them being on the same team kind of eliminate them from ever being? Because to me, it kind of does that. What do you think? Does that make them sort of like ineligible of ever being MVP now? What do you think?
No, I don't think so. I mean, if LeBron averaged like 35, 12, and 11 for a season, you know, you'd have to give him the MVP. You know what I mean? It's going to make it harder for those two to win the MVP, I think, for sure. But if either one of them has just an unbelievable year, I think they could still win. It would be hard for Wade to win it, certainly, because he's not the best player on his own team. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you saw LeBron. Cleveland won 60 games and went to, what, like 20 this year? 15? I don't even know the numbers. Yeah. But, I mean, he was worth 40 wins to them. So, I mean, he could definitely win it again. He's the best player in the league.
30 seconds, yep. Yep. Okay.
It'll make it harder, though, for sure.
It definitely makes it harder for me. Like, yeah.
But it could happen.
Mm-hmm. Could happen. All right, cool. All right. What you got for me?
Tiger had a nice run at the Masters, was actually for a short period of time on Sunday atop the leaderboard at Augusta before putting kind of did him in. He three-putted too many greens, missed an eagle putt, and kind of wasn't the same after that. Do you think this performance is an indication that he's returning to the old Tiger, or is it just, you know, had a good tournament and he'll kind of keep playing okay, but he won't ever be that same dominant Tiger?
Well, I hope so, you know, I think when Tiger's at top of his game, he pushes everybody. I think everybody's kind of been pushing themselves to kind of get on his level. But I hope he is. But I can't say yes yet. I have to give him two, three more tournaments where he's near that leaderboard.
Actually wins one, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. When he wins one, then I say yes. But not quite. But it was good to see him in contention again. I will say that. So there you go.
I agree. Golf is more fun when Woods is up the leaderboard. I don't like what he did. You know, if you're going to want to sleep with 100 women, don't get married. It's not really that hard.
Yeah.
You know, there's no reason to get married and cheat on your wife. Like, it's just, you know, I understand, honestly, you know, if you're a professional athlete with millions of dollars, every woman on the planet is going to throw themselves at you. That would be really hard. But he wasn't just kind of, oh, I slipped up once or twice. He intentionally did it over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I don't condone that at all. I think it's disgusting. But like I said, you know, let's face it. Tiger's on the leaderboard. Guess, you know what? You're watching on Sunday.
Yep, it's true.
It's like you can't not watch.
It's true.
So, you know, for me as a fan of golf, and I'm not a huge fan, I'll watch the majors, especially if Tiger Phil's kind of in it. That's kind of when I do. I always watch the Masters and the U.S. Open, the other two.
Yeah, U.S. Open's cool. I like watching U.S. Open.
Yeah, me too. That's my favorite one. But, yeah, I mean, it'll be nice to see Tiger Woods back, for sure, because it makes golf much more fun to watch. So
Indeed. All right, sir. Here you go for your next question. What do you think is the biggest obstacle to the Phillies winning a fifth straight?
Hurdle?
Yes,
could you say?
Biggest hurdle, yes. Yeah. What is – how are they going to handle, like, a hurdle job? I actually heard the term hurdle job again for the second time in my life.
Hurdle job.
I was like, yes. Anything that is a good day. It is a good day.
Yes.
So, yeah, what kind of hurdle job or what kind of situation?
Hurdles.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe the Phillies should do the hurdles. How are they, what do you think? What kind of hurdles are they going to have to overcome?
Nothing. They are not
going to stop them.
Is going to stop it, dude. There's no chance one of these ridiculous NL East teams is going to beat them for the division. If the whole team gets on the DL, they need to lose Howard, Victorino, Rollins, and Halliday, and Mazin. If they lose all of them for the year, maybe. So, like, some kind of insane injury bug. Worse than last year, because let's not forget, every single player, except for Chooch, was injured half the year had the worst year of their career, pretty much. We won the most games of any team in baseball. And now we have Cliff Lee. So, I mean, come on. Please. Boys. Come on. Not going to happen.
Nice.
No chance.
Yeah, there you
nothing
go. All
right. Awesome. Last but not least, sir, the Sixers. Do they have to do anything in the first round for you to consider this season a success, or is it already a success even if they get swept?
All right. I say it's a success. I begrudgingly say that, though, because in my opinion, here's what I think happened. I think the management was like, we're not selling any tickets. Doug Collins, make this team sell tickets. And so he put – a lot of times you saw him put, you know, his most balanced, best lineup in there. When I think they should have just been playing youth like crazy this year. They should have had, you know, Thaddeus Young and Evan Turner. These guys need to be playing way more minutes than they did so they can build this team for the future because – what is a 7 seed going to, you know, 6 seed, what does that do? Nothing.
They can't win it, so I don't
so
care.
So it's a successful season, but to me it's not the season I wanted to
be. And it's not like they really sold tickets during that anyway.
Yeah, exactly. No, they didn't. You need to do more than
Philadelphia, you better have a chance, legitimate shot to win a title or in a couple years win a title for us to care.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Especially
when it's so bad for so long.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to really give a crap about the Sixers, I'm not going to lie.
Unless you're the Eagles. You know, you got to put consistent, you know, and the Flyers typically always have, you know, because
oh, yeah, except that year where Forsberg was hurt and they sucked. They're always good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the Sixers, you know, whatever. But, you know, they had a nice year. Collins was awesome.
Yeah.
They can't win, though. That's the problem. So it's hard for me to really get excited about it.
Yep.
I know, you know, there's diehard Sixers fans that do get excited. I don't get it because, it's like, yeah, they have these nice young players, but what are they going to do with them? You know what I mean? They're not going to win. Do they really have a chance to even make the Eastern Conference Finals with this team? No.
Yeah, no.
No way. They'd have to go through Miami or Boston or Chicago. You're telling me that these guys all of a sudden are going to be better than Chicago or Miami? Come on.
Yeah, no.
So, You know, they can win a lot of games by outworking players. You know, you can do that in any sport almost with by outworking. It's not football because there's only 16 games. But in long seasons, baseball and basketball, especially basketball and hockey, if you outwork the other team night in and night out, you're going to win a lot of games. That's a lot more games than you should win. And that's what the Sixers did this year.
Yeah, they did. They definitely did.
But that's not going to be in the playoffs. You know what I mean? Nope. The team's taking nights off in the playoffs. So, you know, hey, maybe I'll eat my words. Maybe they'll beat the Heat, but I'd be shocked. And even if they did, I mean, what are they going to do then? You know what I mean? So it's just, you know, you're going to really, win four series? Come on. It's not happening.
Yeah, no. No.
It's much better chance that they would win no games and score no points in any of the games than to win 16 games. You know what I mean? Four shutouts has a more better chance of happening.
Yeah, it's true.
So, not to knock them at all, just tough to get me to care without any chance. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch. I'll definitely watch. You know,
absolutely, I'll watch. Sure.
I hope they do great.
Depending on if there's if there's a Phillies game on, and it's anyone but Blanton, or if there's a Flyers game on, they're gonna get, you know, third place. So if it's between intermissions and in between innings, then the Sixers are beyond. You know, but if none of those teams are playing that right then I'll definitely watch them. Or if Bland's pitching, I'll probably watch him more then also.
Yeah, true. So, well, all right, sir. Well, it is about that time. So let's do some shout-outs.
Shout-out to everybody in the hood. Shout-out to everybody smoking that good. Shout-out to everybody in the club. Everybody getting live from the geeks to the thugs.
I'm going to shout-out my boy Nick DeMayo. He was second place in our March Madness pool. So
good job
being the first loser, Nick. Well done. You know, couldn't have lost to a better man, I have to say. That was me, by the way, in case we didn't cover that already. This guy right here. But yeah, he was good, so we'll give him, you know, whatever, a little party gift, something. But good for him.
Yep.
And that's all I got.
Cool. Well, what's up to Nick? Tournament was fun as always. I got a couple shout outs. I want to shout out our homeboys over at Philly Game Day. It's all one word on Twitter. They got a great site. I think they might be connected to Philly.com now. Anyway, they're doing big things. Check them out. Also, if you don't already follow Matt Curl from the Flyers on Twitter, he's at MattCurl25. He's cool, man. He talks to a lot of people on Twitter. He's a real hockey players are typically more down earth than a lot of other professional athletes in the first place. But Matt Carl's cool. He was talking about
definitely they're Canadians. I mean, you know, they don't have it in them to be rude or anything.
Maybe that's it. You know, catch him out in a boot. Anyway, he was talking about how he was pumped to hear God Bless America, which is cool. You know, because that's like a Flyers thing. So big ups to Matt Carl. Also, Meech Own. I don't know how you pronounce Meech One. He's like one of the dudes that created thefightins.com, which is like one of the best Phillies blogs. And it was gone for a while, and I just brought it back. I think it was probably just a ploy to get more traffic, but it is whatever you got to do. Follow Meech.
Hey, yeah, whatever works. Nothing
he's
wrong
cool.
With that.
Yeah, yeah. They're awesome. The whole gang over at the Fightins. Check them out, thefightins.com. Two more. Amanda X23. She's very cool. Oh, you know what? Three more. Because I got to shout out my boy, Hell N Back. Hell, the letter N, Back 76. I got to meet him last week in person. He's a real chill dude. Hopefully we get to hang out again soon. He's got his own little IT business, so we did a little bit of networking. And then 7th and Patterson. We're supposed to hang out with them this week, and then our plans kind of fell through. We were supposed to go do this MMA show, so we rescheduled with them. But we'll probably end up hanging out with them at the end of the month. So, guys, kind of stay tuned for details on that.
Phillies tailgate.
Exactly, for the Phillies tailgate. That'll be a lot of fun. So, 7th and Patterson. And that's it. Those are all my shout-outs for this week. So, there's something that I also wanted to remember. Do you know what it is?
Something missing.
There's something.
Yeah, I do. We got Cliff Lee. What?
That's right. We got Cliff Lee, and it's wonderful to watch him pitch. You guys, stay tuned. We will actually. I'm thinking about
throwing a bonus episode, maybe talking basketball for you diehard basketball fans. If you don't like basketball, you can skip this episode, go to the next one. But I'm thinking about kicking one of those out with a couple different people, maybe over the weekend. So stick around for that if you like hoops.
It's gonna be a good week. Flyers playoffs.
Exactly. Yeah, guys, get pumped for the playoffs.
Oswald, Cole Hamels, that's every week.
Yeah, we want you guys to call in. We probably have a lot of people talking about playoffs and stuff next week. So
playoffs.
Playoffs.
Playoffs?
So, yeah, we'll be reaching out to everybody who listens and everything, trying to get you guys involved. It'll be fun.
You kidding me?
So great. It's so great. We have to put that into the show sometime.
I wish I was a coach, just so I could just flip out. Listen, you're right. Just start screaming about something. It's my most favorite thing ever. Just flipping out, making SportsCenter.
I would
do this, like, yeah. SportsCenter would have like a best of Al. You know, every, like, you know what I mean? Like, yep. During season, like every Friday, it'd be like the best of Al's rants that week.
Yep. It'd be like Blake Griffin dunks and Al's rants.
Lunatic, like every press conference. Yep. Just because it was funny, not because I was really that upset about anything. That would be awesome.
That'd be fantastic. That'd be fantastic. I'd watch everyone.
Yep.
All right, you guys. Be easy. We'll catch you next week.
Peace.
Peace out. Yeah.